Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, FreeTalkLive.com. We're going to start things out tonight. Last night, we started the show. The phones were loaded right out of the gate. We never had a chance to finish up the seven things that you can do to make your life, well, happier and more positive.
Well, let's do so.
Let's finish it. We started it a couple nights ago. We hit through the first two of them. Let's briefly recap one and two and then go through the remainder of the list.
Okay. Number one is you choose how you view yourself and your world or conscious choices and habits. So, number two.
Right. Meaning you can choose to be positive or negative, and that's going to make the biggest difference as to how your experience is.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful.
Number two is focus on the present, not yesterday or tomorrow.
And I didn't like the way that one was written because it's very important to focus on what you're going to do. What was the reason they wrote it that way?
It said think and worry less about tomorrow, yesterday and tomorrow.
Worrying you definitely shouldn't be doing because worrying is something that you can't change necessarily. If something's going to happen, like you've got a big job interview coming up, there's no point in worrying about it.
Right.
What you need to do is prepare yourself. You know, you need to have your clothes set out. You need to have your attitude in check. And
you need to know the route to wherever it is that you're going, because oftentimes you can get lost going someplace for the first time.
Leave early so you're there on time. You know, there are certain things you can do to make yourself more effective, but that doesn't mean that you should be fretting about it or worrying about how you're going to perform.
It happens to me. I think about things that important things that are going to happen. If something important is going to happen the next day, I'll often have a difficult time sleeping that night before.
Well, there's a difference, I think, between being excited and being worried. Excited is a very positive feeling.
Right.
You're looking forward to something. For instance, Julia, she's sort of got a bit of a, my girlfriend, she's got a bit of a, not really a worrywart nature, but she is, she uses the term nervous a lot. And I like to say, well, you're not nervous. It's like getting up on stage and to do a speech. You aren't nervous so much as you are excited. Mm-hmm. And even if you do feel nervous, try to change that into excitement. Try to tell yourself internally that, no, I'm not nervous. I'm excited because I'm going to be getting up. In her case, she's running for office.
Nervous and excited are the same thing. It's just whether you have a positive or negative feeling about, you know, what your physical reaction is to what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, your internal dialogue about how you feel about that. Now, there are a lot of people who come from the space where they think, well, I must do this. And when you say, I must do it, then you're putting pressure on yourself and you're not at your best.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who say, well, I can't do that or I won't do that because I don't feel comfortable. And again, that's disempowering. So the people who will say, I will do that, figure out a way to do it and get it done.
Absolutely right. If you say you can't do something, you might as well just not do it in the first place, because you've created a self-fulfilling prophecy that says you can't do it. And surprise, surprise, look at that. You won't be able to. But in Julia's case, she's running for office here in Keene,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to require her stepping outside of a lot of boundaries that she'd set for herself before, like appearing on television as a guest or on the radio. I mean, she does our radio show, but she's still nervous about going in and doing someone else's show and appearing on another show.
I would be, too, to some extent.
Sure.
I'd be excited.
But that's why I told her, you know, you need to be excited instead of nervous, because it's exciting that you're going to be sharing your opinions with X amount of people, thousands of people that could be listening. That's exciting. I can understand that, for instance, when I was in elementary school, I used to be terrified of going up and giving speeches in front of the class. And that's, I think, a little different because then, well, you didn't really choose your topic.
Right.
You're not really excited about telling them about, you know, Madagascar or whatever it is.
Kamikaze bombers in World War II. I had the same situation. I hated doing the speech. It was only going to be 3 minutes or whatever in school generally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the worst feeling ever. You're assigned some kind of topic and, you know, present for the class on this topic.
Ugh. A very wise old teacher once used to always say to me, he'd say, where the attention goes, the energy flows. And he told me a story about how he hated mowing the lawn. He just despised it.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to do it because that's how he earned money for extras when he was a kid. So what he did is he would start to mow the lawn in patterns and he'd make little designs with the lawnmower and made it fun for himself. And that's how he got through it.
Good.
And sometimes you have to find the fun in something when you're nervous about it, and then you can be at your best.
Absolutely. Let's move on with the list.
Number three, don't forget to be grateful. One of the simplest and quickest ways to turn a negative and sour mood into a more positive one is to be grateful. A few things you can feel gratitude are, for instance, the sunshine and the weather, your roof, your health, a good TV show, a movie, or a song.
A loved one.
Your friends
easy.
And family, coworkers, and just about anyone walking down the street. Just try for a minute and see how it changes the way you feel. It's a win-win situation. You feel great because you're grateful about your world and people are and the people you are grateful for feel great because they feel appreciated too.
You know, this is something they touch on in the movie we've referenced a couple of times of the last few shows, The Secret. They talk about, you know, being saying I'm grateful for, and then, you know, filling in the blank, or I thank you for fill in the blank, that
right.
sort of thing. You want to be grateful just in general with yourself, and you want to also be thankful to the people that you interact with. And it sounds really cheesy on its face. Like, what are you talking about? You want me to wake up in the morning and tell myself all the things I'm grateful for? Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. They point out, I don't know, they claim that studies have shown, they didn't claim which studies, but it's a claim. Take it for what it's, you know, what it's worth. But they say that a positive thought is like 100 times more powerful than a negative thought.
I would say that's true.
And so if you find yourself, as I do sometimes, it's like this little saboteur sometimes in my brain that just throws out these negative ideas,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to hear them. I am not interested in hearing them, and they're downers, and I want to, you know, get rid of those ideas and replace them with positive ones. Well, the fact is, if you're making an active effort, like you're talking about here, Mark, if you're making an active effort to say positive things about your life, I'm grateful for so-and-so and so forth, you know, I'm grateful to have this radio show and being here in New Hampshire with all these wonderful activists. And, I mean, you can do it for your own life. There's all kinds of things that, you know, make your life great. It really sets you into that positive mindset more so than anything else. It does work, and it takes some effort to do,
right.
But you really should look into it.
You said that a positive thought is more powerful than a negative one, and I think in some scenarios it is. But at the same time, if you have a negative thought about a scenario, one negative thought, it can get rid of all the positive things that you have the opportunity to be grateful for. If, you know, I don't know.
I suppose if you were to harp on it, that could happen.
Right. One, I could right now be upset that, you know, I don't know, my lower back is hurting a little bit. Well, I would be forgetting all the good things that are happening in the studio right now, but because my lower back hurts a little bit. It's the one thing that I would be thinking about,
right.
You know?
And it totally distract you from everything else you need to be doing.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt much.
Yeah, what about all the people around you? There are people who you might associate with who are downers. So sometimes you have to also limit your exposure or eliminate your exposure to those people.
Yeah.
And maybe
you
can enlighten them a little bit. Yeah. Maybe you can enlighten them a little bit and plant little seeds, and sometimes they will turn around, but if they don't, you know, you don't want to hear that stuff.
Well, that's sort of the other side of the coin, in that we've talked about that one before on the show, and I think it's a really important principle to live your life by, and that is that don't associate with people that could potentially bring you down. But the sad part about that is like, well, if they were your friends and you want to see them have a better life for themselves, and you understand that associating with good people can help bring you up, you want to help pull them up. You want to help bring them out of whatever morass that they're stuck in. But at the same time, you also don't want them to bring you down. So if you don't see any progress being made, maybe you should cut back more and more and more on the amount of time that you spend with those people. Going out to lunch with somebody once isn't going to bring you down, but going out and hanging out and spending a lot of time with those people, on the other hand, is. So be very judicious with who you spend your precious time on. Next up, Mark.
Well, oddly, it says, help someone else find happiness is number four. This is certainly one of the most popular ideas I've found about happiness, and it might sound cliche and empty, but it works very well. When you make someone else happy by, for example, helping them with something, you can sense, see, feel, and hear it. And that happy feeling flows back to you. Then, if you'd like, you can boost your own ego by thinking something like, wow, I really made him or her happy. And since the law of reciprocity is strong, there's another upside. People will feel like giving back to you, or they will feel like helping or sharing with someone else.
I think that's one of the secrets of life, personally.
Yeah.
You have to give people what they want in order to get what you want. In this case, they're talking about happiness, but it works in general. Just the things you need in life. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got, two or three more? Something like that?
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
Chime in with your tips as to how how to live a happier, more fulfilling life. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free lines. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site,
We give them away, so enjoy those on us. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, so do enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And you need to know this, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We are talking about something that can have a real practical, positive effect on your life. Seven tips from some website. I don't recall what it is. If you can get that, Mark, that would be helpful. Give them a little credit where credit's due.
ThePositivityBlog.com.
Some seven tips on how to make your life a little bit more positive and thereby more happy. Who doesn't want that? Really, who doesn't want that in their life? So, you know, you never know what you're going to get here on Free Talk Live. Sometimes it's a discussion of the issues. Sometimes it's just something to help make your life a little bit better.
Number five.
If you missed the first five, then you can always listen to the archives.
Get rid of a couple of your less valuable desires. If you want less instead of more, 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 then your desires are more likely to be fulfilled. And if you throw away a few of those desires that you may not really want or need that much anyway, you'll probably start to feel less stressed and worried.
I've got one. DVD collecting.
Yeah.
I used to collect, before DVDs came out, I used to collect Laserdiscs, mm-hmm. which was sort of the much larger version of DVDs, and they, like 12-inch platters. Imagine the records of DVDs. Anyway, I used to collect Laserdiscs, and even on their decline, even as they were in the late 1990s on the decline, they were still relatively expensive. So I probably spent at least $2,000 or $3,000 of my disposable income at the time on movies.
I think collecting in general can
is a bad idea.
I personally do. I used to have this real collecting bug. When I was younger, I remember I wanted Star Wars figures really badly. Now this is prior to even being 12 or whatever. And I'd obsess on the ones that I didn't have.
Mm.
Not the ones that I had, but the ones
right,
that
they
I
just set up on a shelf somewhere, right?
Well, I'd play with them with my friends. And that
oh, you were 12. Okay.
Right. I was under 12. I remember 12 was about the age I'm like, I don't really care about these things anymore. But then it moved on to comic books as I got a little older. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd have all the Captain Americas, but I wouldn't have a few of them, and I'd obsess on those few. There was a time in my life I couldn't do collecting, and it was a good long stretch of time. So now I don't have any desire to collect things, and essentially I have less to move around, less to worry about, just less crap in general.
Wayne, any collections?
No, I used to be that the same way, but as I've gotten older and I've moved a few times, I've just learned that your stuff kind of weighs you down. Having too much stuff is not a good thing. It actually becomes
absolutely
more of a burden on you. And if you want movies, you can go rent them. You can use Netflix. You can mm-hmm. use something. If there's a movie that you really love, then I'd say, yeah, buy the thing. And if you really have to have it. But I think people get too caught up in having stuff. And, of course, once you get it, then it's old hat and then you want something else.
Right.
And that whole cycle, that old vicious cycle of desire can apply in so many other areas of your life. So,
secret to happiness,
simple's
want what you got.
Not only does it suck up your resources mm-hmm. in that it costs you money to collect things, but it also, as you're talking about here, sucks up your mental resources
mm-hmm.
in that
and your emotional.
You always want to continue getting more. But anyway, what I'm saying is I used to collect Laserdiscs, and then DVD came out and got more popular, and so I ended up transitioning over to DVD and started recollecting the same movies that I'd had on Laserdisc on DVD. And of course, I had to sell the Laserdiscs because they were becoming obsolete. I think I got $300 for my whole collection, if that, maybe $150. I don't really recall. It was pennies on the dollar.
Right, and that's how it went with my comic books, too.
And that's what it takes. I think sometimes that's what it takes to come to the realization that, maybe I'm throwing my money down a rat hole here. Do I really need to be behaving this way?
There's certain things that you can collect that are likely going to go up, and certainly if you're in the business of collections, you can see good collecting, whether it's comic books or gold coins or whatever it is. You can see what's going to go up and what's not.
If you're trying to make a career out of it, that's one thing, but if you're just doing it to consume and pull things into a closet, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. And so I started selling off the DVDs that I had collected, and I thinned down my DVD collection by, I don't know, it's now a fifth of what it was. So I'd say I have less than 15 or 20 DVDs at this point. And I don't go out. The only time I buy new DVDs now is if indeed it is a movie that I really, really, really loved. or a TV series like Weeds or Penn & Teller's BS that I can't purchase or that I don't have television to watch and I will download online, and so I feel obligated that I have downloaded and consumed their products, therefore I should go out and purchase the DVD sets.
Have you ever helped somebody move? And as you're moving all this stuff, you're thinking, why are they keeping all this crap?
Yes, Mark. As a matter of fact, when we moved here to New Hampshire, had just drawers full. He had an entire dresser just full of just nonsense. It didn't have any clothes or anything useful in it. It was just junk drawers, like a whole dresser full of junk drawers.
If you have crap and you don't want it sitting out, you have to put it in drawers, right? But you don't want to throw the crap away because you feel like you're going to need the crap.
Yeah. That's a pack rat mentality,
right,
by the way.
And I've
I'll need it someday.
Right. I've now substituted the collecting for just crap that I already have. I don't want to throw it away. Which, if you happen to have it, that's one thing. Going out and procuring and feeling this desire, I feel no desire for these things. I just don't want to throw them away.
Did we even finish the paragraph there on the recommendation?
We did.
Okay, just to recap, what was it again? Just simplify, basically? That was the
The statement is, I'm sorry, get rid of a couple of your less valuable desires.
So that's not even necessarily talking about things. We sort of took it in that direction, but it could be other things. It could be your desire to go out and get an orange mocha frappuccino every day at Starbucks, or get you fill in the blank, even though, again, we are still talking about things, but some sort of desire that something you're chasing maybe in your mind that isn't the most productive thing.
Well, I another thing that I took my little collecting laser beam and put it on was women. Like, I womanized for a period of time in my life, and it was just the same as the Star Wars figures. Once I had them, I didn't really care about them.
Right.
And, I would worry about procuring the next one. So
that has its own perils, I suppose.
Even more so. Believe me, it's worse than Star Wars figures. Okay. So, number six, do what you like to do. It's a pretty obvious one, but it's still easy to trap yourself into doing what you don't want for many, many hours. And seldom do what you really love to do. And I guess that's this one ties back to tip number one. You may not be able to choose what you do, what you want to do right now.
Right.
For many.
Immediately.
Right. For many hours each day or week, but you almost always have a choice to do more of what you really want to do. There's always time or time you can free up. You have the choice. And I think that, I think a lot of people don't want to do what they don't want to do, but they don't really get out and do the things that they really dream of doing at the same time. They're stuck in a rut.
It's true.
And I would say be better at doing the things that you don't want to do, that you have to do. Try to eliminate as many of them as you can from your life.
Absolutely.
But be ready to do them and do them quickly. Get them out of the way and pursue the things that you really want to do. And all the middle stuff, well, that's I feel what mires you down.
More on the way here. 800-259-9231. One more tip to make your life a little bit more happy, a little bit more positive. Who doesn't want that? And you can share yours with us if we've missed something or they've glossed over something. We'd love to hear you expound it. This is Free Talk Live.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-449-0920. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-449-0920. 1-800-449-0920. That's 1-800-449-0920.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. 5 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. The wiki's there, over 1,400 user-created pages, listeners like you, editing our website. It's the like listener editable version of our site. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
All right, as we continue and finish out the 7 things you can do to make yourself, your life happier and more positive. If you've missed the first 6, you should listen to the archives. Let's continue up number 7, and then we're going to roll into the phone calls.
And number 7 is entitled, "Or at least do something." One of the best ways not to find happiness is to just hold yourself back and do nothing. Seldom does it show up. Paralyze yourself through overanalysis, or it's not always easy to take action. It can be really scary and hard and difficult. But if you don't take action, you'll be missing out on a lot, including many moments, people, and experiences that can bring you a lot of happiness.
So the world doesn't owe you anything. Certainly doesn't owe you happiness. You've got to go out there and start out with that positive mindset they were talking about. Be appreciative of the things that you have in life and move ahead and go after the things that you want. Because if you don't do it, who are you expecting to do it for you?
Break out of your comfort zone can be a really great thing for you.
Sure.
And setting goals helps, too.
Oh, that's so critical.
It's so critical. And I know guys who used to actually write something down on a sticky note and stick it in their shoe every day.
Really?
Yeah. Somewhere where you see that every day, whatever that thought is, whatever the goal is. It's positive that you want to maybe move away from something that's not so good, and putting something somewhere where you can see it. Like I always like the saying that says the most expensive thing you can own is a closed mind, and I put it right up above my desk.
It's a good one.
You know, when I was in the network marketing industry, which was something I threw a lot of money down a hole in that particular case, but I did get a lot out of it. I got a lot. I learned a lot about sales, and I learned a lot about people, and I also learned about goals from being in that business. And I suppose if I'd been in any sales business, I probably would have encountered goals eventually. But this is something, one of those things, they don't teach you in government high school. To set goals for yourself. And not surprisingly, most Americans and most people, they don't. You know, I think it's like 96% of Americans, just, you know, take that with a grain of salt, 96% of Americans don't have goals for themselves.
Right.
Of those that do, very few of them, a small percentage, actually write them down.
Right.
And when you write down your goals, it makes it much more concrete for you. You're actually looking at them, and there's something really tangible about writing down a goal versus just having it swimming around somewhere in the ether in your head.
Right, and the planning of goals on a weekly basis, it's good practice to, it causes you to plan for goals. Otherwise, you know, when do you really think about it?
Exactly.
Yeah, get you moving in a direction. And I've been told from people who do this type of thing, who teach this type of thing, that actually when you write your goals down, you want to write them down in present or past tense. Rather than saying, I would like to sell $1 million worth of merchandise, you say, I have sold $1 million worth of merchandise, and you just feel what it would feel like to do that. And that actually brings you closer to your goal easier and quicker than if you just imagine, oh, yeah, okay, I would like to do that.
Napoleon Hill stuff.
Yes.
That's an interesting point. I haven't actually taken that into account with my goal setting, but I would say, if anything, just start with setting some goals for yourself and look out 5 years at what you want to do 5 years from now, and then, you know, reverse backwards and see what it's going to take to get there. And it is important to visualize what you want and really feel it. But it's also important to really break down the minutia, the steps that it's going to take to get there.
Sure.
And have those in front of you so you know exactly what it is going to take. And that way you know when you've completed those things. And then you can move on to step two and three and four and so forth.
I was going to say, you also involve more than one sense. Because when you just think about it, it's useful. But when you write it down, you see it with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You're kinesthetically writing it down, so you're involving multiple senses, and that also locks it into your consciousness better, too.
It's a challenging thing to set goals for oneself, and one of the things I can recommend, we've done it before, but this is advice that never gets old. If you're going to set goals for yourself, please try to find someone to become accountable to. Because if you just do it by yourself, unless you are the most strongly willpowered person in the world, at some point, you're going to throw in the towel. I know I've done it myself, and having somebody else there, for instance, Mark and Julia and I, we get together on Friday nights after the show, and we have a little goal session. It doesn't take very long. We just sort of quickly review how we did from the past week, and we set our goals. Usually it's the next day or the next morning that we really work on the next week. And so we just take it a week at a time, and we move forward. But the fact that you have somebody that you meet with at a certain time every single week to review your progress really does a lot to keep you on the ball. They don't really have anything they can hold over you besides the fact that they can maybe razz you a little bit for not doing something that you said was really important to yourself, but you keep putting off. So if you're just doing it by yourself, it's going to be really difficult. But if you have at least one other person to do it with, you're both going to benefit, and it's going to be very productive.
Right. Asking, making a promise to yourself and not really talking to anybody else about it is asking a fool to keep you accountable. I mean, the fact is, you're just not as likely. It's easier to let yourself fail than it is to let someone else see you as a failure.
Yep, precisely.
So in these cases of little goals, especially once you realize, is all I have to do not to feel like a failure at the end of the week is get my goals done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you put 10 on a sheet of paper, you can get them done.
Even so, there are some weeks where I'll complete maybe 56% of my goals, and it's easy for you to look at that and say to yourself, well, I'm a failure. Because when you went to government school, they told you that if you got 64% or less, you get an F. And so you sort of are still in that mindset, whereas I don't know about you, Mark, but I think I've got about, 25, 30 different goals on my goal sheet for this week.
I use 20 just for the purpose of math.
Yeah.
It's a heck of a lot easier to know if I, you know, fail to do one, it's 5% off.
But if I only get through 10 or 15 or, you know, 10, a small percentage of those goals, that's still a lot more than I would have gotten done
Yep.
had I not had the goal sheet in the first place. So it's easy to become negative. You really need to look at it in a positive light. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello. Sam, Texas.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I want to expand on a couple of the first two in this list. The first one was you choose, and that's really boils down to perspective, which is everything. That's the one thing that we all have complete control over.
Right. You can either be positive or negative. It's up to you.
Exactly. And if you, you know, take that to its logical conclusion and think about it long enough, it comes down to another principle of responsibility, which is not in the list. And that is that, you know, the way I see and view the world is I am 100% responsible for everything that happens, not just to me, not just to the people I know, but in the entire world.
Did you take Landmark, Sam?
We're getting there, Mark.
Okay, go ahead.
I did something similar, and we've talked about that before.
I remember.
But the take the Iraq War, for instance. I could, a lot of people would say, you know, that's George Bush's fault, and there's, you know, there's nothing that that really has to do with me. I can't do anything about it. But that's exactly the problem with it. With that perspective, possibility dies right there. Whereas if I believe I am 100% responsible for the war in Iraq, I can start looking at, okay, how do I contribute to that? Well, the car I drive uses oil. There's a lot of oil over there. I pay taxes to this oppressive government that goes around killing people. Do I take every opportunity to educate other people on these same issues? So when I start looking at it from a point of view that I'm 100% responsible, there's a possibility that exists.
It's an important point, though I have to say that, I mean, there's only so many people that can really stop riding in their cars. A lot of people have to go grocery shopping and that sort of thing in order to feed their family's mouths. So I don't know if that's
really... But there's
really...
still things that you can do.
Well, you can stop paying taxes, too. But then again, a lot of people are scared to death because they think the government's going to come throw them in a jail cell if they stop paying taxes. So they may want to stop funding the war, but
the issue is happiness here. And if you take responsibility for, say, the Iraq War, and you take steps to stop it, you are going to feel better about that. You're doing something.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
you're in the mindset
of what is possible, what can I do to make a difference versus it's Bush's fault and, you know, possibility dies right there.
I know you wanted to address the second one. Hold on, Sam. We'll get you back for that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And Torco has actually done, he's back on the job with our website, which is nice. He's done a few little tweaks that have been pretty cool. I had made the Amazon.freetalklive page a launch page where you choose which country you're in. There were four different flags there, mm-hmm. and you click on the one that was most appropriate. He's added some neat little piece of code that can detect what country you're browsing from.
Hmm.
So when you go to the page, when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, you're automatically routed to the correct Amazon. So if you live in Canada, it'll take you to where you need to be. If you live in Germany, it'll take you to German Amazon. If you live in the UK, it'll take you to UK Amazon. And everybody else goes automatically to the USA Amazon. So takes out a step, makes it easier to get to where you want to go. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And by the way, when you go through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut. We get a percentage of your purchase. You can buy anything, and Free Talk Live benefits. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Sam in Texas. Sam, with some more thoughts on this whole living positively thing. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one was really focused on the present and what you want. Wayne Dyer does a really good analogy of this. I'm going to paraphrase. And it's this, that the boat, the wake that a boat makes traveling across the lake in no way determines the future direction that the boat's heading.
So talking about how the past things that you've done have don't necessarily have an influence on where you can go in your life, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, they certainly have an effect on the past and send ripples out that affect other people, but it in no way determines which way the boat's capable of heading in the future. But what we do as humans a lot is we tend to live life from the back of the boat, where we're standing looking off the back at the wake going, oh, wow, I did, you know, all these things over here. And meanwhile, there's no telling where we're going in the future.
Right. I am a summation of my accomplishments or lack thereof. I am what is an accrual of everything that's happened in my past.
Look at all my failures. I'll never amount to anything.
Or all my successes. This must be the direction I have to go in life.
You know, also people forget, too, that if you take a plane flight to Los Angeles from here, let's say, or anywhere, a majority of the time you're in the air, the plane is actually off course. and the pilot is constantly just tweaking it back on course. So that's how life is, too. A lot of times you're off course, and you just have to make some tweaks to get yourself back on course.
But you have to know where you're going to be on course in the first place.
That's right.
So, once again, that goes back to the whole setting goals thing. Sam, any other thoughts?
Yeah, you have to be really conscious of your language. A lot of, if you're using the word no, don't, you know, any kind of negative connotation like that, like, I don't want to get pulled over by the police, your focus is on getting pulled over by the police, and the universe is going to say yes, because that's what it always says. So that's going to expand, and sure enough, you're going to get pulled over.
That's right, or you're going to get tased by the police.
So be conscious of your thoughts, and every time you hear the word no or don't come out of your mouth, think about how you can rephrase it, and it's hard to do.
Can't's another one you should look for, can't. That's also
exactly.
That's like a self-fulfilling prophecy right there.
So when I travel, I want to travel freely, incident-free, unobstructed, in a safe manner.
There you go.
That's what it takes to get rid of that negative language.
You have to constantly be monitoring your thoughts. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that drives you up the wall or anything, but you need to be aware of what you're thinking and understand that it is important, your mindset.
Yeah, on the way here, I told myself a really funny joke in the car. It was great.
Hey, you know what? I like to smile sometimes. If I find myself feeling a little bit off, a little bit down, it doesn't matter if you're by yourself or with other people, just put a big silly grin on your face and you'll start feeling better. It's almost a guarantee. Sam, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate the suggestions. 800-259-9231.
You say, you know, when I was really into cycling, I was reading the cycling magazine, and one of the tips that this cycling racer gave was that when you see a hill, smile. Because something happens physiologically within you, and you'll be able to go up the hill faster. So I started trying it because, you know, when you're cycling, even especially when you first get out there and you're not right in shape yet, you see a hill and you're going, oh no, you
know, right?
So I started doing that. I started smiling up the hill, and the hills, I would just glide right up the hills like nothing. It was amazing how much more power I could tap into in my body just by changing that small physiological tweak there.
There's so much that we just don't understand, even today, about the human experience and what we're doing and what's going on inside our minds. Little things like that can really surprise you. I mean, just these simple little tips, if you implement them, you will be surprised at what sort of changes can come out of it. Let's continue and talk to... Eric's gone, so let's talk to Eric in Vancouver. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's on your mind?
So... I know we like to joke around how useless the United Nations is, but I really didn't realize how useless it was till a few days ago.
Do tell.
So. Yeah.
And this is because the United Nations is paying bureaucrats to sit on a committee for the decolonization of the world. According to the UN, we still have not decolonized the world. They're demanding that rich tropical islands like Bermuda and Turks and Caicos and the Falklands should be... I guess their own independent country. So there are bureaucrats being paid to do this. That's how ridiculous it is.
Right, as though Bermuda really has a big problem with being a British protectorate, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's terrible. You know, thousands of rich tourists flood on the island every year. And
how do they define rich?
Well, you know, Bermuda, tax haven, like tourist resort.
Well, they don't like tax havens either, those bureaucrats.
Where's your news source on this?
Okay. Another thing I don't know if you guys have noticed is that the Canadian dollar is at par with the American dollar.
Yep, thereabouts.
Yeah. I went to America recently, so I was quite happy with that fact. But I kind of feel sorry for the Americans. But
well, that's the way the cookie crumbles when you've got a financial system that's based on lies and deception. And inevitably, unexpected things are going to happen like that. I'm curious, what's your source on the UN story where they want to do these things?
Pardon?
Yeah, what's your source on the UN story?
You can just type in Google UN decolonization. You'll get the official UN webpage. Sorry, I don't have it on me right now.
I see. Well, yes, that's true. The United Nations is nothing more than a glorified bunch of bureaucrats. They've got their little health arm. What's it, the World Health Organization? Once again, just another bunch of donut-munching bureaucrats that knows how you should run your life, and they're going to try to tell you.
Well, since they're that World Health Organization, they're probably munching bureaucrats.
Maybe so. Any other thoughts?
You're cracking up. I can't hear. I'm just going to hang up.
That's okay, because you're breathing into the phone. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Talk to Jarvis in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Jarvis?
Yeah, I did something today that was on my goal list for quite a while. I'm probably not. I said I did something today that's been on my goal list for quite a while.
Yes, and what is that?
And I registered Republican. So I feel very dirty about it, but I think it is finally.
I do understand.
I would feel the same way if I were in your position. Luckily, I live in New Hampshire, where that's not a requirement in order to vote in primaries. But what
right,
in Pennsylvania?
I think it's 30 days out or something like that.
You can still vote however you want.
The thing I wanted to share was that it was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. So if other people have that on their, you know, list of tasks, there's no real reason to put it off anymore. You just go online, and it required my driver's license number and print out a form and mail it in. It was very easy.
Some places, they want 90 days out, and we're already getting close to that. So if people do have this as something they want to get done in order to vote for Ron Paul in the primary, they really need to get it on the hot sheet. This needs to happen within the next week or so in many states, because if you wait past, I think it's October 16th or thereabouts in some states, your time's going to be up, and you won't be able to participate in the primary. So if you are a Ron Paul supporter who does need to change his or her political affiliation in their state, look into this within the next week's time. This is something that you should really act on. Jarvis, any other thoughts?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Now, Mark, just before the show, you said something off the air that New Hampshire was looking to change their voter registration situation.
I'm getting some stuff out of it's from the Free Market News. Apparently, there's some stuff floating around the internet out there that's saying that Republican Party is now requiring people to register Republican and or moving up registration dates in order to participate in the primaries, including New Hampshire. And then they give a date, October 12th. It might be scare tactics, but it doesn't seem like New Hampshire could do that.
I thought this was a state law. I thought that whether or not you can vote based on what party you're in the primary had to do with the law at the state level. So I find it hard to believe the Republicans can just wave a magic wand and make these changes. I suppose if the Republicans are in charge of the state house, then they could do that. But it seems a little vague, I guess.
Well, here it is from the Free Market Network News. The GOP plot to defeat Ron Paul. Shall I give you a little teaser here? It's not enough that seemingly every state that can is desperately moving a primary contest dates as close to January 1st, 2008 as possible in the hopes of derailing the momentum that presidential candidate Ron Paul will derive from a good New Hampshire finish.
More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, Mike in Wisconsin, and your calls as well. An angry feminist will read some of her blog posts about Free Talk Live here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's not